Welcome to the Big O's Show. So welcome to the Big O's Show. This is the reformat of the Big O's Show. Where every week I will be reviewing apps. That doesn't mean I won't be talking about other things in special podcasts. So if you head over to the website, there aren't special podcasts button yet. But once we do have special podcasts, those will be like additional podcasts on top of the weekly app review podcast. There will be a button there. You can always view the older podcasts under the first round. I'm probably going to rename the button to older podcasts. Now, with this reformat, I'll tell you a little bit. Now, I have had offers to advertise on the podcast, on the website. People told me I should charge for the podcast. And those two options don't really seem right to me, so I don't want to do that. So the route I've decided to go is this. If you want to tip me, you go to the website. You can tip on Bravo. My Bravo code is 024T. I don't know if uppercase or lowercase is an issue right now. I'll have to do more research on that. Or you could also click on the big square button and tip that way as well. If you tip on the square, it's going to take you to a page where there are certain dollar amounts shown, but you don't have to follow those dollar amounts. But I will tell you, anything under 30 cents, it's actually cost me money to actually process your tip, although I'm grateful for the tip. I would really appreciate if it was at least 31 cents, so it doesn't cost me anything. And there are amounts 5, 10, 25, or you can make your own custom amount if you want to tip me $1 million. If you like the show that much and you have those kind of funds, feel free to do so. Now, the format of the show is going to be old business, new business, and then the app review, and then whatever I want to talk about. That doesn't mean that there won't be special podcasts about space, stars, ghosts, and all that stuff. All that stuff will come up at some point in the special podcast section. I already got an interview lined up with a person that is writing a book. I think you'll find her very interesting. And I also got an interview lined up with a flat earther society type person. I don't know if he's really a flat earther society person, or he just believes in the flat earth belief system. If you don't want to tip me with money, that's fine. You can always tip me with words. You go to the website, thebigoshow.rocks, which is where you're probably hearing this podcast from. You can also tip me with words from facebook.com/4 The Big O Show. You can email me all your hate, love, and pictures, whatever you want to do. Then my email is @thebigoshow.rocks. My phone number, you call, text, and do all that lovely stuff. Anytime, 24/7, 318-404-1827. That's old business. Let's get on to new business. Let's review these apps. Okay, so this week is Square. This week is Uber and Lyft. Now, from the driver's side, we'll just go with the driver's side. Uber and Lyft are a little bit different. The drivers tell me they like the Uber navigation a little bit better. They like the Lyft navigation a little bit better, but they like the Uber app a little bit better. And the reason for this, they're pretty much the same. Both apps. They make a little bit more money with Lyft. And, I mean, a little bit. It's not significant. The navigation is better with Lyft, though. With Uber, the big difference with the drivers is they can actually accept another ride while they're en route to drop somebody else off. With Lyft, you can't do that. Now, on the rider end of it, both apps seem to be pretty much the same. They have a hard time picking me up at Super One. Work seems fine. Home seems fine if I'm leaving from home. If I'm going home, it wants to go on the loop. And that seems to be true with both apps. But I like Uber a little bit better, and the reason for this is because I like to buy Uber gift cards on Amazon. And when I bought Lyft gift cards on Amazon, they would go in and it would pay for your ride on Lyft. But the tips still came out of your card. And that seemed a little bit weird to me because you're already paid for everything. So why don't they just take 100% out of your gift card funds? Lyft doesn't do that. Uber does, and that's why I like Uber a little bit more than Lyft. And that might seem insignificant, but when you like to just pay in advance, that's good. Or it's bad. I don't know what it is. With Uber and Lyft, though, I'm going to talk a little bit about Shreveport. And we'll go on a little bit rant here. Okay. So, here's Uber and Lyft. That came out at least 4 years ago. And Uber and Lyft are 100,000 times better than any cab service in the U.S. You should never, ever, ever, ever take another cab again. If you have to pay cash, you know what? You don't have to pay cash. Go out and get a freaking gift card. Put that on your account. And it should work fine. If you use something like Vanilla, or get a Netspend card. Get something that is direct deposit. Well, Netspend doesn't work on Uber. That's right. So what can you do there? You can get, I think Vanilla will work. Or just get a debit card. Go to a bank and get a debit card. Because I'll tell you, cabs freaking suck. I don't know if they suck everywhere. And maybe some cab companies and locations have tried to improve after Uber and Lyft got there. But my whole thing with cabs is my experience in Shreveport. And if you're a great cab company out there in the United States, you should be pissed off at the people that are running cab companies in Shreveport, Louisiana, aka Hollywood South, because they suck. They have sucked for a long time. And 4 years ago, this is my whole thing. 4 years ago, they knew Uber and Lyft were going to eventually come into Shreveport. And instead of proving their business, they spent everything they had, all their time, their energy, probably a lot of their money, to keep Uber and Lyft out instead of improving their service. And they had 4 years to improve their service, and even one day before Lyft got here, Lyft was the first one in Shreveport, they told me 20 minutes. I called them, I needed a ride to work, they told me 20 minutes. Okay, I'm going to get to work on time. I still have 30 minutes to spare. After 30 minutes, no cab shows up. I call them back. They tell me it's going to be another 10 minutes. Okay, I'm fine with that. I call them back after 15 minutes have passed. They tell me they don't know when the cab will be there. It's not moving. Of course, I can't see that as a customer because they made no attempt to improve their services. All cab companies in Shreveport, not a single one, made an attempt to even try to compete with Uber and Lyft, and they had 4 years to do it. And what did they decide to do? They decided to suck. That's what they decided to do. So do I feel sorry for them? No. I don't feel sorry for any cab driver that has to go hungry, loses his job, or is homeless because they decided to suck. And it is the driver's responsibility as well, because they should have gone to their employers and said, you know what, our service sucks. We got to improve this because there is no way we could, on earth we could compete with Uber and Lyft. But instead of doing that, they decided to suck. And not even in a good way. There is good sucking and there is bad sucking. This is definitely bad sucking. It didn't even feel good. So, after 2.5 hours, I finally got a ride. I finally got a ride to work. I could have walked to work quicker than they picked me up. This is one day. One day before Uber and Lyft came. And Lyft happened to be the first one. The first time I tried Lyft, it was a million, trillion, billion times better than any cab service in Shreveport, Louisiana. And this might suck for the rest of you in the United States, but if you're still taking cabs instead of Uber and Lyft, maybe Uber and Lyft aren't available in your area, and all you have is cabs, you shouldn't take them. You shouldn't even take them today. You should call a friend. Because a friend is going to be there quicker than a freaking cab. At least they're not going to lie to you. You can't even check where they are. Maybe some cab companies have improved after Uber and Lyft have got there. But you know what? I say screw them too. Put them out of business. Don't take cabs anymore because they sucked before and they still suck today, at least they do in Shreveport, Louisiana. If they made improvements after the fact, it's too late. They should have made improvements before the fact. Or maybe you like being screwed up the butt. I don't know. I mean, that's your personal choice if you like being screwed up the butt by cab drivers. Who am I to say that it's wrong? I personally don't. Some other people on the blacklist, cabs are definitely on my blacklist. I'll never take another cab in the United States. If I travel overseas, if I ever travel overseas and the only option is a cab and there's no Uber or Lyft, I might take cab because they might be more friendly overseas. They might have their act together. Maybe that's why Uber and Lyft wouldn't be there. But as far as the United States go, all across the United States, I called a cab company in Billings, Montana. I was going to go from Shreveport to Dallas and then fly from Dallas to Billings. And I got online and see how much Uber would be from Billings to Powell, Wyoming. is about $109. Of course, that fluctuates a little bit with your exact donations. So I'm wanting to give a cab company an opportunity to make me some kind of a deal and give me some kind of estimate how much it would be. So I called the cab company. Of course, my trip's a month away, a month and a half, maybe even 2 months away. But I'm sure he knows how far it is from Billings, Montana to Powell, Wyoming. I'm sure he knows that because he operates a cab company in Billings, freaking Montana. And if you don't know where Powell, freaking Wyoming is, you shouldn't be operating a cab company that close. Uber gave me an estimate. Lyft gave me an estimate. You can go on both their websites and get an estimate. And of course, it's going to fluctuate a little bit with the exact distance. But it's going to be right around $109 to go from Billings, freaking Montana, to Powell, freaking Wyoming. I called the cab company in Billings, freaking Montana. You know what he told me? I called him and said, how much would it be to go from Billings, Montana to Powell, Wyoming? He said, where are you going from and to exactly? I said, I'm going from airport, Logan International Airport in Billings, Montana to 1252 Road 4, Powell, Wyoming. And he said to me, are we picking up right now? I'm like, no, this is for like in 2 months. I need an estimate. Anyway, he told me, he said, well, call back when you get here and we'll tell you what it's going to cost. You can't tell me an estimate? He said, no. We don't give estimates. We only charge people after the ride. So, you know, for all cab companies everywhere in the United States, there might be a few exceptions. Nome, Alaska, Barrow, Alaska. I don't know if there are any Uber Lyfts in Hawaii. Those are probably the only exceptions. If you're going to Hawaii, the hotel will probably give you a ride. If you're going to, ironically enough, you're going to Norm, Alaska, or Barrow, Alaska, the hotel would probably pay for the cab to get you to the hotel. And if you're not from the United States and you're listening to this podcast, I get a lot of listeners out of Australia for some reason, which is great. I don't mind that. And I get a lot of listeners out of Japan for some reason. The U.S. seems to be like my biggest audience, and then it's Australia and Japan. If you're from Australia or Japan and you come to the United States, don't take a freaking cab because they fucking suck. Cabs suck. Even if they're waiting for you at the airport, don't take them. Download Uber or Lyft or both and take one of them because they freaking rock. And that's why they're putting cab companies out of business. That's why the cab drivers aren't getting the fare they used to get. And they had time, at least in Shreveport, Louisiana, they had time to develop a way to compete. And they decided not to. They had 4 years to do something other than treat their customers like crap. And what they decided to do, they decided to treat their customers like crap. So, it's time to treat them like crap. You vote with your dollars. Every time you purchase something, you're voting with your dollars. I can't say enough about that. I could probably go for 3 days on how cab companies suck. And they still suck today. Even though they have great competition, they still suck. All right. Here we are at the end of this relaunch show. If you like the relaunch show, go ahead and contact me. You can do that. All the information's at the website, thebigoshow.rocks. You can contact me through Facebook, facebook.com/4 the Big O Show. You could email me. If it's a little bit more private, you can probably message me on Facebook, I'm sure. But if you want to send me an email with the middle finger or whatever you want to do, it's at thebigoshow.rocks. Call, text, MMS, whatever you want to do. 318-404-1827. And if you want me to review an app and play one around with it for a week, and let me know what you let you know what I think about the app, whether it's beneficial or not, contact me there. If you want to leave a tip, all the tip stuff's there at the website. And remember, this one very, very, very important thing. Not that you have to do this. Not that you should do this. But the only way you can do this is you gotta get up early to get up early. I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to me ramble on about apps. Tune in next week for another great app. You gotta get up early to get up early. That's all I can say about that.